express and reflect the king's nature and culture and morality and values and lifestyle in that community. In other words, a kingdom is not a religion, it's a government impacting a domain, producing a citizenship that looks just like the king. You know, it's amazing, in the Bahamas, when we were colonized by the British, we began to look just like the British. We wear neckties in 90 degrees. We spoke the king's English. And we drank tea 4 times a day in 90 degrees Fahrenheit. And we drive on the left-hand side of the street. And we studied every king of England in school. We memorized every one of Henry VIII's wives, even the ones he killed. We memorized every play of Macbeth. Shakespeare, we studied everything. Why? Because when a kingdom colonizes you, its lifestyle becomes your lifestyle. So in the Bahamas, we know nothing about Africa. All we know about is England. That's how kingdoms colonize. They take away your history and give you a new one. When you come into the kingdom of God, God takes away your history of sin and degradation and abuse and depression and sickness and fear. And he gives you heaven's wonderful history of salvation and peace and joy and love and long-suffering and goodness and kindness. And you become a son of the living God. Give God a praise if you are in the kingdom of God tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like running for 5 seconds here. The kingdom, therefore, doesn't have members. It has citizens. Paul says your citizenship is in heaven, even though you are living on earth. You know me, I'm from the Bahamas, where God lives. And, you know, even though I'm in the Bahamas, I mean, from the Bahamas, I am in Australia. But I am still a Bahamian. My location does not change my disposition. I am a citizen of the Bahamas, but I am in Australia. So I am in Australia, but not of Australia. So when Paul says, hey, your citizenship is not from earth, it's in heaven. Even though you are here, your official papers are in heaven.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
You know, there are too many people trying to take care of other folks' business. They can't even take care of their own. But what you need to do is take 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. All I'm trying to say is
sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep around mine.
Mm-hmm. Sweep around your own front door
before you try. Now this is what you do. You smile in your neighbor's face and you talk about them behind their backs. Y'all know you do that. But if you found out they were doing the same thing to you, you know you wouldn't like that. Well, tell me this.
Who are we to judge what other people do?
Take a look at yourself, and you'll find some folks too.
Sweep around your front door
before you try.
Look in the mirror and check yourself. And here's the reason why. 'Cause we all have sinned and come short of God's glory today. So we don't have time to spread your shame.
Too late.
Clean it up.
Stop going around talking about your friends.
Just clean it up.
Hey, don't you know
that that's a sin?
Clean it up.
How can you criticize someone else?
Just clean it up.
When you are doing wrong yourself.
Sweep around your front door before you try to sweep around mine.
Today we have your attention because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who won't ever bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to list about the one who can replace all that's missed?
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just,
there's just something about me.
I don't know everything, but I know this.
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer.
He's my healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
My savior.
My way maker.
My way maker.
Strong tower.
My strong tower.
But most importantly,
and he gave his life for me.
His
name is Jesus.
Jesus.
So sweet.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet
Jesus. I've met a lot of great people, but I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus. Because when I'm sick, he's my healer.
He's my healer.
Drowning in my sins.
My savior.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize there's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody like
Come on,
Jesus.
Lisa.
Oh, I ain't nobody like Jesus. Yeah.
Nobody. There's nobody like Jesus.
I've searched the world over, trying to find somebody like him. But can I be honest? Be a friend for the friendless. He'll be a company keeper in the midnight hour.
There's nobody like Jesus.
And every time I have a burden that I can't seem to bear, I found out that I can call on Jesus.
You know, I like the old songs. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting. It seemed like in my mind I can hear him sometimes singing, oh, near, nearer,
to thee, oh, near, nearer to thee. He was saying,
I sang a verse. Some days when I would get to that old wooden house, tears would be running down those wrinkled cheeks. By me being the oldest boy, I always thought I could help. I used to ask, I said, why are you crying? She would look at me and say, son, you're too young now. You're too young to understand my tears. She said, but just keep on living. And friends, today, I can understand her tears. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Sometimes I have to cry. And some days when I would get to that old house, she would be humming and moaning on songs, and she, sometimes she wouldn't come out and say the words. And I would say to her, why are you moaning like this? She would say, son, when I moan, it confuses everybody. It confuses the devil. He doesn't know what I'm moaning about. Now, I may not be able to moan like a lot of people, but I believe I can moan a little bit like my grandmother. If she was still with us today, she would sound something like this. In my mind, I can hear her sometimes working and washing and ironing in that old wooden house. Seemed like when she would moan, it would make the work easier. And in my mind, friends, sometimes when I'm riding along in the bus or flying through the air, I can hear her humming sometimes like this. Listen. Enjoy being alone sometime, he would say. And sometimes I enjoy just being all alone. But listen, he would say, when I go to my friend for just a little consolation. But don't your friends have problems too? He would say, most of the time you find them, and you know they are complaining too. But let me sing the chorus.
Good love, sometimes we get stuck on our stayed together, we didn't fall apart.
Somebody might remember the old record. We used to meet at the old city auditorium here in Atlanta, and we used to sing old songs that went like this.